The Full Scottish Breakfast with Claire Stevenson.
More music, better music.
All over Christmas. Merry Christmas from Original 106.
So all this month we've been opening doors to the advent calendar, James, and we've got all our finalists. So we've got Michelle Connolly, we've got Bex, we've got Mike Gill, Debbie Patterson, to name but a few. But I am selecting one at random. I'm going to press dial.
Okay.
And we're just going to wing it, James.
I'm nervous.
We're just going to do what I normally do in the show, just wing it. So let's see what happens. Oh, it's ringing. Good news. Okay, let's see who we've got.
Hello?
Hello, this is Claire from Original 106 here. Who am I speaking to?
Zoe.
Oh, well, that's good. I dialed the right number then. Good morning, Zoe. So you were one of our winners on our advent calendar this month.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember who was behind the door?
Oh, it was her from How Clean Is Your House, Aggie. Was it
Aggie McKenzie, that's right, it was. So how clean was your house again, Zoe?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
I'm sure it's very clean at the moment, isn't it? All ready for Christmas?
Just about, yep, just about.
Have you got kids, Zoe?
I do have. I've got two young boys.
Oh, so what age are they?
6 and 4, Cody and Blaine.
Oh my goodness, so they are right in the thick of Christmas spirit then, are they?
Oh, hyper, absolutely hyper.
Oh, bless. Well, we might make you a bit hyper, Zoe, because you won chocolate coins.
So I did, yeah.
James and I were thinking we would let you trade them in for some money. So we spoke to the boss, and he's given us two crackers, right? So inside one of the crackers is a certain amount, and another amount in the other cracker. So we're going to pull the cracker and see if you want to do a deal here. I'm going to put this on. Is this too much, James? It's a bit theatrical, isn't it? What do you think, Zoe? Is this making you feel nervous?
Awesome. Yes,
making you feel nervous?
It's a bit.
It's tense.
Who wants to be a millionaire-ish, isn't it? And I can assure you there's not £1 million in these crackers.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Right, we'll keep on. Right, hold on. Right, James, come here. Oh, it didn't even snap. Oh, there we go. Right, James, go and have a look. What's inside?
Right, what's inside?
Okay, a key cover.
I'm still going.
A hat. Okay. Oh, that's the bit we're looking for.
Yep, this bit here.
Okay, what number's on there? How much is on there?
50.
Okay, so there's 50 quid in that cracker.
Wow.
So would you be willing to convert your chocolate coins into £50?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, James, this other cracker is twinkling at us here. The boss isn't around, is he? Should we pull this cracker and see how much is in it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Right, let's see if we can do it properly this time.
Again.
Oh, these are the worst crackers.
There we go.
Right, okay. Shake it out. What have we got? Go. Oh, it's a little emery board. Oh, lovely. You can have that as well, Zoe. Right. Right, how much is there?
I'm trying to find the other piece of paper here.
So this could be a minus figure, couldn't it? We might be risking it all here. Right,
I've got 56.
56 plus 50. What does that equal?
106.
106.
Zoe, you've won £106 today.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem at all. Chocolate coins are good, but I mean, 106 quid before Christmas.
That'll do just nicely.
Oh, good stuff, Zoe. And what are you going to do with
so
it?
Much.
Are you going to buy chocolate coins?
I'm going to go to the food shop. Yeah, chocolate coins. Chocolate all the way. You've made my day. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Oh, no problem. Merry Christmas to you too.